She is selling her own skincare line on the other side of the aisle.
A cosmetic calamity in her grocery store.
I saw the customer pick up the bottle, and she went like this, and it squirted right into my eye.
And you were injured.
Felt like a rubber band snapped my eye.
But the truth may be in plain sight.
If my eye hurts me, you know what I don't do? I don't put mascara on. Mascara, heavy, top and bottom.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Basha Christ is suing Alexa Wax for negligence resulting in an eye injury.
Order. All rise. Case number 437 on the calendar, the matter of Christ versus Wax.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
All right. This is the case that I deciphered from your complaint and your answer. The two of you ladies are sort of freelancers. I'm going to try to make a verbal picture of this. Let's say you go to Costco. And in Costco, there are stations there to try out new products and new tidbits of food. I don't take my husband anymore there. He thought it was going out for lunch. He would come from one to another, and then go back for seconds. It was humiliating. People were watching me. They said, there's Judy's husband. He's grazing in Costco. So I don't take him there anymore. You ladies are freelancers. People have a product, and they say, would you go and stand at the demonstration booth and sell my product, whatever that product is? And the two of you were working on opposite sides of an aisle in a store. Do you want to tell me the name of the store?
Mother's Grocery Store.
A grocery store.
Correct.
And you were selling what?
Protein powder.
You were selling a protein powder, and you were selling?
My own product.
Which
one? Skincare. Skincare.
Had you ever been selling at the same store at the same time before?
No.
No. Okay, and this happened on what date?
December 6th. It was a Wednesday, 2017.
December 6th.
Correct.
So now we have you each selling your own products. You a protein powder. She's selling her own skincare line with different stuff on the other side of the aisle. And the aisles are probably as wide as these two desks together. A little wider.
I've got a picture of showing it.
I do also.
Could you just answer my question? Are they about the size of these two desks put together? Would you say that that's the size of an aisle or bigger?
No, about that size.
Okay. Miss Wax walked away from her station, leaving it, according to you, unattended. At that time, a customer walked by and evidently was interested in touching one of the products, trying it out. And what she decided to try out was a spray. So she picked up the spray and she sprayed it. And you claim as a result of her spraying it, some of the spray got in your eye and you were injured. So you're suing her for negligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you see what it was that they sprayed?
Afterwards, I did.
You saw what it was afterwards?
Correct. I saw the customer pick up the bottle and she went like this, and it squirted in a straight line right across the aisle, right into my eye. Felt like a rubber band snapped my eye.
And then when did you see what it was?
When the customer brought it over. She's got the tester right there.
Sorry. When the customer brought it over to whom?
To me. She said she had it in her hand.
She had it in her hand. She brought it over to you because you must have said, ouch.
I screamed, yeah. It hurt.
Screamed. And so she brought it over to you to show you what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
It's a blue bottle with a spray thing on top, a white spray thing.
What
it's
did like it a... say on the bottle? Do you remember?
No.
Did you look to see whether it was hairspray or mouthwash?
No, I was holding my eye. I was in pain.
But you could see that it was a spray bottle with a blue top.
No, it was a blue bottle with a white top.
With a white top. You saw that.
I did.
You didn't see that with your ears.
No.
You saw it with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back. And your eye hurt you.
Yes.
What time of the day did this happen?
About 12:45.
How many hours was your shift?
4 hours. I started at 10, and I was going to end at 2.
And you get paid by the hour?
Yes.
And what was the name of the company you worked for on that day?
Orgain.
Did you bill them for a full 4 hours?
Yes, I worked the full 4 hours.
So you worked for another 2 hours?
Yes.
Selling your products, making your protein powder, and giving it to people.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So I assume at 2 o'clock, when you finished, you went immediately to the doctor?
No.
Did you go to the doctor the next day?
I went the third day.
You went the third day?
Yes.
Well, what happened immediately thereafter?
I had another shift to do. And once again,
You had another shift to do for whom?
For a company called Jumpstart Bakery.
And you did that shift?
I did with, well, I kept going back and rinsing my eye out.
I mean, you know, I don't know how old you are. I know how old I am.
I'm 71.
If your eye hurts you, you don't keep rinsing it out. That's not what you do. Once you rinse out your eye's rinsed. It doesn't hold stuff in there.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Show me your medical records.
Okay. I went on the third
show
day.
Show me.
I've got pictures.
Just show me your medical records. You know, there's a difference between something that happens and something that's capable of compensation.
This is the fee, and this is when I went to the ophthalmologist.
I just... Now, I would like to see a picture of your eye.
The first picture.
No, just picture of your eye.
This is the first day, second day, and the third day.
First day?
Yes.
Second day?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And third day?
Right.
Listen, Ms. Christ. You know what the first thing I do if I get something wrong with my eye and if my eye hurts me? You know what I don't do? I don't put mascara on. And I don't put liner on or eyeshadow. First day, mm-hmm. Eyeshadow, mascara.
There's no eyeshadow, ma'am.
Top and bottom.
There's no mascara. Eyeshadow. No eyeshadow.
Mascara, top and bottom. Even I don't put mascara on the bottom.
I put that on before the incident.
Listen to me very carefully, madam. Mm-hmm. Mascara. Top and bottom. Second day. Mascara. Heavy. Top and bottom. Take a look. Now, you're 71, I'm 75. Mascara. Top and bottom. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Third day. Mascara. Top and bottom. Now, are you telling me you don't put any shadow underneath your eye? I'm just asking you if you, in addition to using mascara top and bottom, also use some blue liner over here.
No, ma'am.
No, just the mascara top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my next doctor, who found no evidence of really anything, by mm-hmm. the way, talked about your family history and anything else and what you reported to the doctor. Did you consult with a lawyer?
No.
Did you consult with anybody?
No.
Well, then what would make you put eye makeup on before you went to an eye doctor?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So your lawsuit against Ms. Wax is that she should not have left her station unattended, thereby permitting somebody to come over and spray a can of spray in a negligent manner.
Mm-hmm. According to California law, and you have to go through training for ServSafe, which I have. Part of the training is when you leave your table, you can't leave products out, you can't leave testers out, you can't leave product out in case there's some, you know, allergies or something like that. So once you leave the table, you have to take it off the table. And so you have to be ServSafe tested, which I am certified.
Good. Are you certified?
I live in Arizona.
But to work in California, you have to be certified.
I don't know that.
No.
I don't know that. I don't know that you must be certified to work. So you mean the place where she was working, she wasn't permitted to work?
Not in California. You have to get certified.
Did you pay the eye doctor?
No, it was covered by my insurance.
Okay, good. And your eye is fine now. Are you still using mascara top and bottom?
Yes, but I'm also this is the medicine that the ophthalmologist gave me because, according to the ophthalmologist...
I would stop using mascara on the bottom.
Okay, but may I...
I would stop using the mascara on the bottom.
Okay, may I say something, please?
You could.
This is the medicine that the eye doctor gave me because where I was sprayed, there's a dry spot, and what was causing me all the pain was the dry spot, so every time I closed
all
my eyes...
All you have to do... Just listen to me. All you have to do is bring me a report from a doctor. Bring me a report from a doctor that says... As a result of something toxic being sprayed in her eye, then we have to get to liability. None of this paperwork that you gave me says that.
And the ophthalmologist says that there's a dry eye, and she told me it was a spot where I was...
You can't tell me what she told you.
Well, it's
just
on the report.
No, my dear, that's not the report. This pink slip
No, it says after.
I read what it says. It's a checkoff. And it said drops for dry eye. Mm-hmm. You know how many people have dry eye? Did the doctor tell you to stop using mascara on the bottom?
No.
Miss Christ, not every zig deserves a zag, or an accident deserves compensation. Do you understand? To me, if somebody sprayed something in your eye, the first person that you would want to attack is the person who did the damage to your eye. That would be the person who sprayed you, mm-hmm. right? Did
yes.
you get that person's name?
No, she ran out of the store.
Goodbye.
Are you excused? You may step out.
Binder was not at her table. She was, in my opinion, negligent for not being at her table.
I had left the manager of the department, Tanya, at my table while I went to the restroom.
You're not supposed to leave anything on the table unattended.
Well, actually, I was watching the table for her, so she didn't leave it unattended.
They did nothing. They refused to even fill out an incident report until I really pushed it.
I did have my front-end supervisor drop a report immediately. She did not have to ask me to do that like she said she did.
My eye is injured. I have to use eye drops in it now every day.
I believe that I did everything by the rules. I'm that kind of person.
And for 3 days, I was in pain because it felt like a rubber band snapped into my eye. And it hurt.
If she was truly injured and there was anything in my product that would have done that, I would have taken care of her immediately.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Oliveira versus Escobosa. Step forward.
Sandra Oliveira is suing her ex-husband, Jose Escobosa, for the cost of an airline ticket.
Miss Oliveira, you and the defendant were married.
Correct.
When were you married?
Back in 2010, I believe.
And you have a son?
Yes.
How old?
He's 9 years old.
And when were you divorced?
March of 2014 or 16.
Was it a contested divorce or an uncontested divorce?
Uncontested.
And did the uncontested divorce provide for custody of the child? Who got custody of the child in the divorce?
I did.
And did the divorce provide for child support?
Yes.
How much?
$500 a month.
And did the uncontested divorce provide for visitation for the father?
Yes.
How often?
It was every other week.
Alternate weeks or weekends?
Weekends. Alternate weekends.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And were you separated prior to March of 2014?
Yes.
For how long?
About 6 months, I believe.
And after the divorce was finalized, and perhaps before, did Mr. Escobosa pay the child support?
Yes.
And did Mr. Escobosa see his son alternate weekends?
When it was possible, yes.
What does that mean?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You took his son with you, who's 9 years old and has seen his father on a regular basis all of his life. You took him there because you, in your head, said, I want to start a new life. I have a new boyfriend, I have a new job, and I'm going to Texas. You can't do that!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sandra Oliveira says, ex-husband Jose Escobosa owes for an airline ticket. Jose is countersuing for the cost of a cell phone and punitive damages.
Was that weekend that you moved from California to the state of Texas a weekend that Mr. Escobosa was to have visitation with his son?
I don't believe so.
Is that correct?
That
wasn't your weekend to have visitation?
No.
Had you seen him the weekend before?
It was the last day I saw my kid was on our kid. It was on Friday night.
What date?
Friday the 1st.
When for the first time did you learn, Mr. Escobosa, that the plaintiff and your son were relocating from California to Texas?
After Thanksgiving break.
So the end of November or the beginning of December?
Yeah. She let me know last year, like around April, that she was planning to move to Texas, but she never gave me a date.
She said, I'm planning to move to Texas.
But she never told me when.
Did you say anything to her when she said, I'm planning to move to Texas?
Yeah, I told her that it was unfair because she's taking our son to Texas and I wasn't able to see him anymore, you know?
Right. And what did she say when you
She said that she's redoing her life with her new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And that's a decision that they made.
Good. Let me explain something to you. This is your case, which I'm going to dispose of in 30 seconds. You moved without court permission and without the father's permission to another jurisdiction, and you took his son. You took his son with you, who's 9 years old and has seen his father on a regular basis all of his life, at least 2 weekends a month. Unless when you were living together, you saw him every day. You took him there because you, in your head said, I want to start a new life. I have a new boyfriend, I have a new job, and I'm going to Texas. You can't do that. That's the law.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have a new boyfriend? Good luck to you. But this isn't your child to make a decision about. What?
This is his text message in Spanish stating that he wishes us well in Texas and...
I mean, if he wishes you well in Texas, what do you think he brought an action in California for?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sandra Oliveira says ex-husband Jose Escobosa owes for an airline ticket. Jose is countersuing for the cost of a cell phone and punitive damages.
Now, you took his son with you, who's 9 years old and has seen his father on a regular basis all of his life, at least 2 weekends a month. Unless when you were living together, you saw him every day. You took him there because you, in your head, said, I want to start a new life. I have a new boyfriend, I have a new job, and I'm going to Texas. You can't do that. That's the law. Because what your case says is he brought an action in the state of California for you to bring his son back. And that case was either marked off calendar because he couldn't afford calendar and he didn't tell you, and you traveled to California anyway. You want him to reimburse you for your travel expenses. That's not happening. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand the money? Because he has to put some money together in order to get fees together. The state of California is going to order you to return the child to his home state. Do you understand that? You may not want to come with him. You may want to stay with your boyfriend. That's fine. But this isn't your child to make a decision about. You have custody. That's okay. But unless you can show me a document that says you can relocate to another jurisdiction, and by doing that deprive the child and his father a meaningful relationship, you can't move. Get it? Legally, you can't move. So you get no money. You don't get rewarded. Now I'm going to address his counterclaim. Part of his counterclaim is ridiculous because he says he gave his son a cell phone so he could keep in touch with him and other people use it and you don't let him use it. I'm not interested in the cell phone. But, Mr. Escobosa, fortunately for you, you have an action for punitive damages for her moving the child out of the state. You put it in here.
All right.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, Mr. Escobosa, fortunately for you, you have an action for punitive damages for her moving the child out of the state. You put it in here.
All right.
Unfortunately for you, you only asked for $1,000. I would have given you more. Because she has no right to deprive her son a meaningful relationship with his father, who was an involved father, who paid regular support, who was clearly a nice man. You have a new boyfriend? Good luck to you. Go with him to Texas. You can't take the 9-year-old with you. Do you understand? What?
This is his text message in Spanish stating that he wishes us well in Texas and...
Because you said to him, I'm moving. I mean, if he wishes you well in Texas, what do you think he brought an action in California for?
Which he never went through.
It didn't go through because he didn't have the filing monies.
But then he
now he has the filing monies. Judgment on the counterclaim for $1,000. We're done.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's not about the money, to be honest. It's about my kid.
I really don't know what I thought it was an unfair judgment.
Because I really love him, so I'm glad I have somebody on my side, finally.
When we were living in California, he really made no effort to be with his son.
Not having communication with my son, first of all.
He would constantly cancel on him, give him poor advice.
Over 2 months.
And he really wasn't a responsible father figure.
It's hard. And I haven't talked to him in a week.
Well, I hope they are able to stay together. He calls him father, and he's very happy in Dallas.
I love him so much.
And he's just very happy in his new home.
I want my kid back in California.